Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So thankful to have you here today and really grateful for your fidelity to the Lord in listening to this podcast as part of your routine. I'm humbled and grateful for that. We are in Acts chapter 28, almost through verses 17 through 22 in the NIRV, the New International Reader Version, and this is what it says. 3 days later, Paul called a meeting of the local Jewish leaders. When they came, Paul spoke to them. He said, "My brothers, I have done nothing against our people. I have also done nothing against what our people of long ago practiced. But I was arrested in Jerusalem. I was handed over to the Romans. They questioned me, and they wanted to let me go. They saw I wasn't guilty of any crime worthy of death. But the Jews objected, so I had to make an appeal to Caesar. I certainly did not mean to bring any charge against my own people. I share Israel's hope. That is why I am held with this chain. So I have asked to see you and talk with you." They replied, "We've not received any letters from Judea about you. None of our people here from Judea has reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your ideas are. We know that people everywhere are talking against those who believe as you do. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord Jesus, I just thank you for the logicalness, or the logic, I guess is a better word, of Paul and his very consistent ministry perspective and style. Everywhere he went, he first went to his own people, and he first went to synagogues and desperately wanted to share with his countrymen what the gospel was. And so this is no different. Even though he's in prison, he's still carrying out the same platform of meeting with Jewish leaders, seeing what happens, and then inevitably usually going to the Gentiles. But Lord, thank you for that, that I kind of think of that in terms of my own family. That in my family of origin and my family that I have now as a mom and a wife, those are the places I go primarily first. And so, Lord, help us to be good ministers to our families, to exemplify what it means to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. Oftentimes, we are nicer to strangers than we are to our own family and our loved ones, and that is not how it should be. So, Lord, today, even though tensions might mount and we might be stir crazy and frustrated and angry and tired of all these pet peeves being done toward us or our buttons being pushed, Lord, help us to exercise love and compassion toward our family, to preach the gospel without words to our family, to live our lives in light of the gospel with our family. Lord, that is really what you're asking us to do. Let us be like Paul and go to our family first. And as we love them, Lord, I know you expand the tent borders of our ministries, and we pray that you would show us someone today to pray for, to write a note to intercede for, to pick up the phone and call, to write an email to send a letter, a physical letter. Lord, there are many people out there in this world who desperately need to know that they're loved and they're not alone. And so would you prompt us today to look beyond our family? And maybe some of that is just our family. I know recently I sent a card to my grandfather, and hopefully he'll enjoy that or feel loved by it. And that's my prayer. But Lord, help us to have that empathetic heart and eyes wide open to see those who are hurting. And have that same kind of format that Paul had of going to our people and then going beyond our people. Lord, I just thank you that this in this passage we see openness to the gospel. And I'm reminded of Jesus, when you walked the earth, you told the disciples to go into various towns and to preach the good news. And if they didn't receive it, to shake the dust from their feet. And so, Lord, would you give us the discernment in knowing when we're supposed to shake the dust from our feet once we have shared or talked or interacted and someone has pushed against us, or maybe they're an unsafe person and you have now called us to just move on without emotion, but just to shake the dust and move on. So, Lord, show us if we need to do that. I know there's someone listening today who needs to shake the dust from his feet or shake the dust from her feet of a really broken and traumatic relationship. And so, Lord, thank you that you give us permission to do that. Thank you that you love us so much that you want us to be safe. And so I pray that, pray for bravery today for the person in limbo about shaking the dust, that you would give him the strength to do so. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I have mentioned before, this podcast this month is brought to you by an amazing book called Loved and Cherished. This is a book by my friend Michelle Niedert and Lynn Cowell, and this is a review of the book. It says this: "There are days when my daughter struggles to believe that Jesus really does love her. Even though I often repeat how beautiful and special she is to Jesus, just as she is, my growing girl also needs to hear the truth about God's love for her from other godly women who do not hold the role of mom in her life. I cannot wait for my daughter to read Loved and Cherished, for its encouraging, relatable, and applicable devotions will help you to finally grasp and embrace God's love for her. Lynn and Michelle's wisdom will help her to pray and live with confidence as a daughter who truly knows she is loved and cherished by her King. This winsome collection of devotions is not only a win for my girl, but for daughters everywhere." And this was written by Tracy Steele, who's a speaker and author of A Redesigned Life, Uncovering God's Purpose When Life Doesn't Go as Planned. So I would just encourage you, if you've got tween girls between the ages of 8 and 12, pick up a copy of Loved and Cherished. It releases this month, which is super exciting, and it is available wherever books are sold. And thanks again for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. And all of you listening, I appreciate you, and it is my privilege to pray for you today.